Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come on, son.
Come on, son. Welcome to Come On, Son, the podcast. My name is Ed Lover. I am the host of this podcast, and joining me again for another Come On, Son, the podcast is wife, mother, nurse, sister, friend, and my life partner and wife, Fruit, is back in the building. Give her a nice round of applause.
Woo! I always feel so extra special with that introduction. Thank you. Thank you.
I try to introduce you the correct way, babe.
As per Kim Richburg.
Absolutely. As for our friend Kim Richburg said that she didn't think I introduced you properly. So now I try my best to do the proper introduction. So welcome to the podcast. This podcast is called Almost There. R&B Females. Now, do you want to know how I came up with this concept?
Do tell.
I was in the living room. You were in the kitchen whipping up something. I don't know what you was whipping up, but I was in the living room and you were watching videos on YouTube.
As I always.
And in those videos, a lot of female artists came up and I started thinking, when you're talking about the annals of unforgettable female artists, right?
Right.
We don't have to go too far back.
Right.
But you got to say, like, if you're going to talk like Nancy Wilson, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, you got like Tina Maria's in there. Stephanie Mills is in there. Yeah. And definitely Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. But there's always been some absolutely amazing female artists that sang R&B and groups that were just like almost there.
Yeah, I agree.
And when I say almost there, I mean
like right at the core.
Right at the core of a Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. Right at the core of Faith. I would say Faith made it. But there have been a lot of female artists that were just like almost there. So I said to Fruit, we need to do a podcast on there. Female R&B artists. First we had R&B and hip hop. Right?
We did.
But that was too much. I didn't want to overdo it. Mm-hmm. And we could do that in two separate podcasts. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you come up with a great idea for a podcast, you need to just separate things so that you can have a different podcast. Mm-hmm. So this version is Come On Son, the podcast, Almost There, R&B Females. Now, when I told Fruit about this, Fruit was like, what'd you say, babe?
I did say cool, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You absolutely said cool. And then I said, well, give me a list of people that you think. And I gave her some examples. So Fruit has a very extensive list.
I do.
I'm very proud of you.
And this is straight from my playlist.
Oh, that you have in your phone.
Of things that I listen to. Correct.
Okay. So the first person on your list.
Oh my God.
A female R&B artist that almost was there. Almost there. Who you got?
Is my girl, and I listen to her songs to this day. She's dope. Her voice is amazing. Little Mo.
Yes.
Little Mo.
Did you write songs down for Little Mo?
I did. What I just you know, I didn't want to do too much, so I just wrote Forever. And I think Fab was on that. I think Fab was on most of them. And Superwoman.
Forever and Superwoman. Can't mm-hmm. be. Give me a little bit of Forever, followed by a little bit of Superwoman by Little Mo.
On my chest. What up?
In your unbiased opinion, what do you think happened with Little Mo? Why do you think it didn't go all the way where it's supposed to be for Little Mo?
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with music. You know, she went in and out of a lot of different relationships and was going through a lot of things personally. And I think, you know, that took away from her, you know, her career. I think she knows that as well, too. So,
and I think there were some mix-ups at her label.
Probably.
Because sometimes people get caught in label mix-ups or
probably
somebody leaves and somebody's not there. And then remember, and we're not going to play the song right now, but remember, mm-hmm. Little Mo was on some Missy joints, too.
Yeah. I didn't put all of that because I didn't know if I could.
Right. You ain't want to oversaturate the
exactly.
podcast.
But, mm-hmm.
but yeah, but Little Mo, the voice is absolutely phenomenal.
Crazy. Like, undeniably, she is one of the greatest singers. I mean, her voice is serious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She got a whole lot of soul.
She do.
A whole lot of soul. And in my opinion, and in Fritz's opinion, Little Mo was almost there. She was right
oh,
there.
Oh, for sure.
To becoming one of the greatest
for
of
sure.
all time.
She was that girl.
Yeah. The vocals is crazy. I don't think, like, this is just my opinion, and mm-hmm. I know Mo. Mo went on to do radio for a long time. She's done some great things.
She did.
I just think sometimes that little thing hurt her, too.
What?
The little in front of her name.
Oh, yeah. The Little Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that kind of hurt, too, after a while.
Yeah.
So big up to Little Mo.
Yeah.
All day, every day, sister. We still love you, and we love your voice. Who else you got that was almost there?
My girl, of course, A. Marie.
Yeah.
I listen to her albums, the one she had out, like, all the time. They're on constant rotation in my car.
What you got down for A. Marie?
One Thing, Talking to Me, and Why Don't We Fall in Love?
You want me to tell you what I think happened to A. Marie?
What?
Her man was her manager.
Oh, for sure. She started dating a manager.
And then the dude that produced those records for her out of DC gave one of her records to Beyonce.
Yeah, he sure did.
And once Beyonce got a hold of that sound, if you listen to the record, it's an A. Marie record.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be actually written for A. Marie.
And you know, when you listen to it, you definitely see A. Marie singing it.
Which song was that, babe?
What do you name it? What do you name it? Look, not speaking English.
It wasn't Crazy in Love, was it?
Let me look and I'll get back to you.
It was I used to run bass like Bob Pierre. Jay-Z is on the joint.
Boy, I'm trying to catch myself cause I'm out of control. This sex seems so appealing and I can't let it go.
Deja vu.
It's you. Baby, I swear it's deja vu. Yeah.
Play me a little Crazy in Love, too, because I think Crazy in Love was another record that was absolutely supposed to be A. Marie.
Yeah. If anybody knows A. Marie and knows her voice and her vocal styling, you can definitely listen to those two songs and you would know they were made for her.
You know who really absolutely knows? Remember Lady O used to work with me at the radio station?
Yeah.
Remember her boyfriend?
Yep.
He was actually really good friends with that producer. And those songs were slated for A. Marie. Mm-hmm. And then Beyonce got a hold of them and heard them. And Beyonce decided to buy them. And then that was right down A. Marie's alleyway, right the way her sound. She came with that DC sound.
That's just so mad. Yeah. Why do people get to do that, though?
Because the producer controls the track. Yeah. And the producer's going to sell that track to whoever's coming with the most money and whoever can get him on a higher profile.
Sure.
So your stock goes up when you produce hits for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in comparison to doing hits for A. Marie.
But you know what? She was really going there. Like, A. Marie had that shit.
She did.
So if they would have just definitely just like, they don't know, she could have been a monster.
Yeah. A. Marie was almost there.
Yeah.
Absolutely almost there. Who else we got, babe?
I'm going to take it back a little bit more. I got Nicole Ray. Do anybody remember that?
Yes. Nicole Ray was down with Missy.
Mm-hmm.
She was down with Missy. I can't remember the name of her song,
though. Make It Hot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was on a few Missy joints, too.
Yeah.
She was on a few Missy joints. Yeah. Nicole Ray, I don't know what happened to Nicole Ray. I really don't. I know with the A. Marie and the boyfriend / manager, a lot of people didn't want to deal with him. But I have no idea why Nicole Ray didn't pop.
Does she live in
Nicole Ray?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I feel like she does.
It's a question I like to find out for myself. Matter of fact, I would love to have Nicole Ray on this show to tell me about her career and... She was almost there, man.
She was. That's Nicole Ray with a W, guys.
Yeah.
And I think that version of Make It Hot, I think Fab was on this one, too.
Mm.
Let me Google that.
That's when Fab was fired. Could you please stop dropping your phone?
It's terrible.
Okay. Let's play Make It Hot by Nicole Ray.
What must I do to keep him loving me? All this love I give, that ain't cool. Gotta what you want,
gotta what you need.
I gotta what you need.
Thank you, Cam. Nicole Ray has had a joint. She was almost there. But since you have such a comprehensive list of females, let's keep going. Who else you got?
I do. My next one is my girl. They're all my girls. Tweet.
Tweet.
Tweet was fire.
Tweet was fire.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't Tweet down with Missy, too?
Tweet was down with Missy, too.
And Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tweet was in that camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, she absolutely was.
She definitely was.
Oops, here go my thing.
Oops, there goes my hurt all over my head.
Oh my. Yeah, Tweet had some shit. You know, last year, Tweet performed during Houston Cigar Week.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. That's right. Tweet was dope. Yeah. Tweet was almost there. She was almost there.
Depression.
Really?
I think she suffered from depression.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's back out on the road doing her thing. Yeah. What songs you got down for Tweet?
Oops.
You got Oops down?
Yeah. I didn't want to put too many. Oh, my God. I'll just put that one.
Times do I have to tell you this is a podcast?
But, this, you know, I'll be trying not to eat the time. Eat the time.
This is not the Ed Lover Experience on terrestrial radio.
I don't want to eat the time.
We can talk as long as we fucking want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever subject we want to talk about. So that being said, Cam, play me some Oops by Tweet, please.
Thank you, Cam.
Since it's the only damn song my wife wrote down.
Hypnotized in a trance from his body. So buttery brown and tantalizing. You would have thought I needed help from this feeling that I felt. So shook, I had to catch my breath. Oops, there goes my shirt up over my.
What else you got over there, babe? Tweet was a shit.
Oh, does anybody remember my girl? She was a monster. Truth Hurts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Truth Hurts had it about as good as you can get it. First of all, Dr. Dre produced the track. Second of all, Rakim is rhyming on that track.
It turns my pages. He's what I'm waiting for.
Beautiful voice too.
Keeps me.
What happened to Truth Hurts?
Spontaneous. I don't know.
Me either.
You tell me.
I have no idea. I remember that Rakim.
She was bad.
I remember that Rakim verse.
Yeah.
You know who did them drums?
No.
DJ Quick.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Quick is an undercover monster.
Yep.
Wow.
Quick gave Dre that was DJ Quick. She brings me her hub. She has a great voice. Ooh. That shit was fire.
Yeah, that was hot.
That shit was fire. And then have Rakim on there thinking of a master plan.
Thinking of a master plan.
You know, anything you want, baby, that's your man. He's there from a half a gram.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't want to get excited too much because when we get too excited, we tend to phase each other out.
Yeah, we do. We do.
But with Rakim on that shit was fire. Truth Hurts. That's another one we got to put down on the list of people that I would love to interview because she was almost there. Did we tell them yet to play Addicted by Truth Hurts? Yet?
No, let's do that, Cam.
All right, Cam, give me that right now. Pause. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was nuts.
He keeps me clean and gives me things. He makes me scream.
He's so contagious.
This is Come On Son, the podcast, baby. What else you got, babe?
I got Miss Gina Thompson. The things you do makes me keep running to you.
Really the first time Missy ever really came off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't ready for Puff Daddy. However, how you make the remix so deadly?
Hey, yeah.
In my opinion, I would say that Truth Hurts could have been there for her voice.
Yeah.
I don't think Gina Thompson's voice was strong enough.
You don't think so?
Nah.
That was like it. The song was fire to me.
The song was fire. But would I say that Gina Thompson had what it took to be a superstar? Nah.
These feelings that I have.
Yes, yeah.
I can't explain.
Did you have another song for Gina Thompson?
No.
Okay, that's my point. I don't mean no disrespect, Cam.
No.
Play The Things You Do by Gina Thompson and make sure you add that Missy part in there, okay?
Yes, for sure.
How dare he make the remix so deadly? Right. Pizzal, Gumo be my pal like Shazam. Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. I'm running to you like shoes, oh you who's, and I choose from the fly things that you do. Ooh, you dudes, can't you see, like total. Kissing you, got Gina running for the boulder. Hit me on my car phone, and if you got the hydro with me, you can roll. Oh, we can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
Yeah, because the remix on that song was actually better than the original.
Yeah.
And that was the Diddy remix.
Yeah, yeah.
When Diddy was hot and everybody was talking positively about Diddy.
Yeah.
Before No Diddy became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of No Homo and Pause, it's No Diddy now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just saw something on Instagram. Somebody claims that he busts in the room and Diddy was fucking the father from Family Matters. Like,
stop lying. Now y'all going overboard. Like, seriously?
Yeah, y'all doing too much. So.
Leave that man alone.
Leave Diddy alone, man. No Diddy, okay? Cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Let's go with Monifa.
Produced by Heavy D.
Yep.
Monifa has a beautiful voice.
I miss you. Come back home.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heavy on the front of that joint, too, spitting. I stay dipped in sober cologne.
Mm-hmm. Foreign cologne.
Yeah, Gucci Nick, because that's the fly shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I dissed you, but now I miss you, true.
It's been too long since you've been gone.
So is that what you got down for, Monifa?
I do.
You ain't got the other one?
I didn't put both. I told you I didn't want to oversaturate.
What is the name of the other joint, though?
I can look at my playlist.
It was off the laid back or white horse beat.
Oh, yeah. Do you really want to touch it? Do you really want to something, son?
Yeah, that shit was fire, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to play that all the time on a throwback station on in Chicago.
And you want to talk about, oh, now everybody want to wear cowboy hats and cowboy boots. That's what she was doing in that video.
Sure was.
She was wearing cowboy hats.
Yeah, but you know.
And cowboy boots.
Beyonce got that social influence, man.
Yeah, I know, but Monifa did it first.
Monifa did do it. Monifa did that shit.
She did.
Well, honestly, you want to really go back. Teddy Pendergrass was the nigga that did it.
Yeah, he did it. But I'm talking about woman-wise.
Woman-wise, right. But didn't Madonna do it?
I don't remember.
But we ain't talking about Madonna. We talking about Almost There, and Monifa was definitely almost there.
Mm-hmm.
I think when Monifa toured was a record company thing. Mm-hmm. I think once Hev had left from Uptown and stuff, and I think it kind of left her in limbo at whatever she was at.
I think so.
Yeah, Monifa was that.
She was.
She's that shit. Mm-hmm. And she still could sing her ass off. Because remember we went to see her with her band?
Yes.
Yeah, Monifa.
She was excellent.
Monifa, holla at your boy if you ever get a chance to hear this, man. We got a lot of love for you.
Yeah.
She got that kind of voice that she really, really could have been thought of in history of female singers as one of the best. She got range, too. A lot of people don't know Monifa got a lot of range. She's really incredible. All right, Fruit, what else we got, babe?
I got Miss Nivea.
I was never a big Nivea fan, even though she had some hits. I'm not even front.
She was highly popular. Well, she was doing it.
Married to a lot of, like, she was connected to too many niggas for me.
Dream was her husband.
Dream owed me $5,000. Would you like me to tell you the story?
What?
Dream, to this day, right now, owes me $5,000.
Why?
You know I don't welch on bets. Mm-hmm. When Dream had did the album, he had said that was his last album. And he was being interviewed by me. And I said, Dream, it's not your last album. Now, Dream and Tricky Stewart wrote and produced a lot of dope shit for Beyonce. Even on her, what's the name of this country car? Cowboy Carter?
Yeah.
On that album, they got jams on there. But he came back and he was like, I bet you $5,000 it's my last album. I was like, bet. And if I lose, I'm paying you. and he did another album.
Wow.
So he owes me $5,000.
Where that?
Right now, Dream.
Run me my money.
Run me my shit, son. No, he does. He owes me $5,000. And I got witnesses that he bet me $5,000. So we were talking about Nivea. What songs do you have down for Nivea?
Don't mess with my man. I'm on.
Who else was on? Wasn't there somebody else on that song?
Yeah.
Don't mess with it was her and it wasn't 112 or Jagged. It was Jagged.
I think so.
It was Jagged. Jagged Edge and Nivea, Don't Mess With My Man. Play me a little of that, Campy.
It's really down for me. Seems like a lot of trying me, cause they trying to take my baby. Oh, what the hell, no.
That was a dope record, though. And who else?
And what else? Or from, who yeah, else?
What else from Nivea? You got anything else?
Okay. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Play me a little Okay by Nivea. Mm-hmm. Okay. But for me, babe, her voice never, I thought she's a good artist. I never thought she was an above average female singer. Maybe they didn't showcase songs for her, for me to really see the flexibility in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I never got that from Nivea. I always thought Nivea was good.
I get that, what you're saying. But see, you know what? A lot of people can say that about some of the singers today, some of the singers now. That don't have range like that, but they got popular songs.
Very popular.
And they've, you know, they went far with those songs. I can name one, but I love her so much.
Who? Go ahead, this is a podcast.
She's my boo.
Who?
Ashanti.
Ashanti?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashanti has a good voice.
She has a good voice, but it's not.
It ain't Whitney Houston. It ain't going.
No, and she got some badass songs, and she writes.
And she writes her ass off. Ashanti is legendary, so she's definitely not in the almost there category.
No, that's why she's not on my list.
Yeah, she's so millions.
She's way above that.
Yeah, she's above Nivea and Gina Thompson.
For sure.
And she having a baby by Nelly.
Engaged.
Yeah, and engaged. I wish them all the best.
I do too.
I like when people break up and then find each other again. I like that because they were in love with each other.
And I think Nelly, they never stopped loving each other.
They never did. Nelly fucked that whole relationship up.
He did.
And I'm glad you got back Nelly, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cornell. That's his real name.
Yes.
One day we're going to do a podcast on real names of niggas. You know there's two Cliffords in hip-hop?
Yeah.
You know who they are?
I don't know, but I think you told me before.
Method Man.
Yeah, I know Meth name is Clifford. You know I know Meth's name.
T.I.
Hey, Tip.
Clyford.
T.I.P.
Come alive from the video. Okay, we're getting off track. What else you got, babe? Who was that we just did?
Nivea.
And we played the Nivea stuff?
We did.
Okay. Who else we got?
How about we got Miss Carrie Hilson?
Carrie Hilson is dope. First of all,
she's beautiful.
She said she got blackballed.
Yeah.
Carrie Hilson started as a writer.
Yeah, she writes really well.
Very well.
Really
you know,
well.
At one point, now y'all listening to this podcast might want to debate me on this. Carrie Hilson was, and I don't have to say pause on this because it's two females. At one point, Carrie Hilson was up in Beyonce's ass.
Oh, like a train wreck.
Yeah, she was up there. She was up there. And I think they kind of put the powers that be on it and kind of pushed Carrie Hilson to the back.
Pushed her down.
But Carrie Hilson was definitely was almost
she was
there.
Giving her some problems.
Yeah, she was giving her fever. If y'all remember correctly, Look back in the annals. I know how y'all Queen Bey people feel. Kerry Hilson was a problem. What songs you got for Kerry Hilson?
God rest her soul. That would have been Aaliyah too. In her ass.
Aaliyah was the shit. Aaliyah is not in the almost there category.
No, she because been Aaliyah in was there. Throat. Yeah.
She was there. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to somebody the other day that said, how could you say that? I was like, nah. Beyonce is Beyonce, but Beyonce benefited off Aaliyah not being on the scene. Mm-hmm. She absolutely did.
She did.
The same way Jay benefited off Biggie not being around.
Yeah.
The same way Ja Rule benefited from Pac not being there.
It opened the door for
a little while. It opened the door and gave him a lane.
Yeah.
All right, so what songs do you have for
I have Kerry. Pretty Girl Rock.
What else?
Knock You Down.
Knock You Down.
That got Kanye and Neo.
That's Kanye and yeah. That shit is fire.
Every morning I look at you and smile. Before you came around. And you knocked me down. Knocked me down. Sometimes love comes around. And it knocks you down. Just get back up when it knocks you down.
And what else you got?
And Turning Me On with Wayne.
With Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was fire right there. Mm-hmm. Kerry Hilson was almost there. For some reason, I really believe her when she said the industry put her on the back burner and blocked her because of Beyonce. Yeah. I don't think Beyonce had anything to do with it.
I don't think so either. She said it was like a domino effect. It just...
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Because if you really, really, really look at them,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, Queen, the Bay High is going to hate me for this. Sorry. If you really take a hard look at them, I don't give a fuck. If you really take a hard look at them, seriously, look at them. Kerry Hilson is better looking than Beyonce.
Oh, man, she's absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Beyonce's gorgeous, too, but
she is.
Kerry Hilson is, woof.
Oh, Kerry Hilson is drop dead. Like
she's like drop dead gorgeous.
Model fine. Model mm-hmm. fine. Yeah, I believe her. And yeah. she's a hell of a songwriter, too. Mm-hmm. Like a for real songwriter. Okay, so we done ran through a lot of names right now, baby. I know we got a lot more to go.
Yeah.
But we almost at the halfway point of the show.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to take a little break?
Let's take a little break.
We definitely got to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. So let's take a break and we'll be back with Come On, Son, the podcast. Almost There, R&B Females.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You could talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You'll know the real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust the feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for or create demand for another Black-led brand. So go to walmart.com, Black and Unlimited, to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and The Dew Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products or go to walmart.com, Black and Unlimited, to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come on, son.
Welcome back, y'all. This is Come On, Son, the podcast. My name is Ed Lover. This is my wife, Fruit.
Hey.
And we are talking about Almost There R&B females.
Yes, we are.
My wife has listed, she has a whole damn near two, 3 pages.
It was so easy for me because they were already in my playlist. Yeah.
She got them down to a science. And we're just trying to run through them and trying to figure out why a lot of these ladies were so good that they were almost there in the annals of musical history, but just not quite for one reason or another, whether it be the record company, bad management, mistakes on their part, inner fighting among groups and stuff like that. So we just came off of Miss Kerry Hilson, Miss Kerry, for y'all, who's so fucking incredibly talented. And now we're moving on. Who we got next, mate?
Jade.
The group Jade.
The group Jade.
The Don't Walk Away Jade.
Don't walk away, boy.
They did an unsung on Jade. Jade were great, but they weren't, they were put together.
Yeah.
They were a manufactured group. Sing their ass off.
Woo.
But yes, they never came through the trenches together. So when it really came down to it, it was that push one person in front of the other person gets mad, and then the group starts disintegrating right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Because they were never the con, they were never, these are my homegirls, let's go get a record deal. They were a put together group.
Yeah.
But Jade was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jade was dope. So what you got? You got down Don't Walk Away?
Don't Walk Away.
Thank you, Cam P. You got anything else for Jade?
Yeah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even on Sunday, every day of the week.
That's the name of the song?
Every day of the week.
Every day of the week by Jade. Jade was super dope.
Crazy.
Very, very dope. Very dope. Mm-hmm. What who else you got down there, babe?
Ooh, I got the Monsters, Jeanne.
Yes. Harmonies out to Wazoo. Could really hold their own against any female vocal group, including En Vogue.
Yes.
Including En Vogue.
Name it. Name
En Vogue
it.
Was there. En Vogue was not almost there. En Vogue made it. En Vogue is still thought of as one of the dopest female R&B groups of all time. Mm-hmm. Jeanne, I don't know what happened to Jeanne.
I do not. And that hurt my heart because I love them.
You know who can answer that?
Who?
KG from Naughty by Nature because he produced them.
Yes, he did.
Ven Rock from Naughty by Nature because he was there. I don't know whether it was record label problems. I think they was on Motown with Kedar Massenburg at the time. But Jeanne was incredible.
Do you feel like maybe they didn't know what to do with them?
They were kind of like caught between R&B and neo-soul.
I think so. A lot.
Yeah. If I could mail my heart right to you, I would. Ooh, that shit was fire, boy. Oh, Jeanne was so damn good. Cam, what you got down for Jeanne, babe, first? I know you got more than one.
I got Hey, Mr. DJ.
Thank you, brother. What else you got?
Let's do a little request line.
Thank you, Cam P. What else?
And let's do a little groove thing.
Groove thing.
Well, it's a groove thing. It's got a funky swing. Well, it's a groove thing, a groove thing.
Come on.
We're moving on, keeping strong. Don't you let them steer you wrong. It's a groove thing. We're gonna give you what you want. Just as long as you're around. It's a groove thing.
Fire. And Jeanne sang on like some Jaheim shit.
They did.
They sang on Next shit.
Mm-hmm.
They sang on Naughty shit.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanne was the truth. Jeanne was absolutely the truth. Absolutely. Who else you got, babe?
You know what? I want to make an addition that I didn't even put on there.
Who?
But I feel like they are pivotal and they need to be on there.
Who?
Flowetry.
Yeah. Yes.
Flowetry. If anybody know Flowetry, you know Marsha Ambrosia.
Ambrosius.
Yes. One of the
Flowetry, they broke up. That's what happened to them.
I can't stand it.
They broke up.
Okay.
Yeah, Marsha tells us every time she do a sit down interview on the podcast, she talks about how they broke up.
It's crazy.
Just went their separate ways.
It's crazy.
They was almost there too.
What?
Yeah, Flowetry was a shit.
Ooh. Okay.
All you gotta do is say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, play me ooh, that shit, Cam. Play me that shit. Flowetry's the shit.
The shit.
Even though Marsha Ambrosius went on to do great things.
Yeah.
Did you know this? Here goes something I'm going to blow your mind with.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Marsha Ambrosius wrote and produced Butterflies from Michael Jackson.
I do, because she actually sang the original version.
She wrote it.
And I have it in my phone.
Yeah, she wrote that joint. Yeah. She wrote it. And Michael bought it from her outright.
He did.
Publishing and everything.
I remember when it came out.
Yeah, let me get that.
We had just bought our house in Jersey.
She said she had that song floating around for 5 or 6 years before Michael. I don't know how Michael heard it. And she went in the studio and produced his vocals.
Yeah.
That's crazy that he invited her in. He was like, you wrote it, so you're going to produce me.
And he sound amazing on it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Big up Floetry.
Yeah.
What else you got, babe?
702.
702. Well, you know what happened.
Yeah, I know what happened.
They were on Unsung. I know they were. They was fighting.
My poor little babies.
They was fighting.
I know.
It's just such a shame.
I just don't understand why we can't just, why women just can't get along.
Shit.
We can't just get along.
Men can't get along either.
No, but especially when you good, like, come on, now it's got to be.
702, man.
Shit.
I mean, Missy Laceham.
Laceham.
You know how I do, and you know how I flow. Can I get your name and number? Because I like your stilo.
If I'm not mistaken, then one of them passed away.
Both of the twins both passed
away. They passed away.
Yeah.
What Orish, did he pass away
Orish
from?
And Irish.
Yes.
Orish died first, and then Irish died just a couple of years ago.
But I want to know how.
I can't remember.
A couple of years ago, because wasn't
it was like
just
2 years ago.
But wasn't they just on that reality show?
Yeah. And Irish passed away.
What the
Orish was her identical twin sister. She died first. And then she left the group when she got sick. And that's when they brought in, you know who I'm talking about. Young lady that Kimana be managing.
Yeah.
And she got a baby by Music Central.
Yeah. What?
I don't know, babe. Okay. I don't know. Infighting is what killed 702, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed 702. All right, can I get a little Steelo by 702? What else you got down for 702?
Where my girls at?
Big record. Big record. Big fucking record. 702, where my girls at? Hey, 702 could have really gave Destiny's Child a run. You know, when you think of like the top girl groups, you got to put Destiny's Child in there. If you're going all the way back, we got to say the Supremes, but you got to say like Destiny's Child. You got to say SWV. You got to say Escape. And I thought that 702 was right on the brink of being in that. Jhené.
Yeah.
Jhené and them was there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we calling this Almost There. Yeah. But it was the infighting with 702 that fucked the group. It really was. What else we got, babe?
Well, we're going to go with one of your old homies, Miss Jones.
Miss Jones from 94.7 The Block.
Miss Jones.
Where I want to be, boy. Yeah, that was a hit for Miss Jones, man. But, and then she had, I can tell you what happened with Miss Jones, part of it. And then she had, she sang I Want to Chill.
Yes.
On AZ's record.
Yes.
On Sugarhead. So lovely, sipping on bubbly.
Yes.
Miss Jones was on a bad label.
She was.
She's on Stepson Records. She was on Bill Stephanie's label. And then when the label folded, she got caught in the mist. And she did a smart thing. She went to radio and started doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she was on with a star in Buckwild.
I do.
And now she's on 94.7 The Block. In New York, every morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., she is my friend. She used to just come up when I was on Hot. She would come up and, like, make muffins for us, and we really kind of loved Jonesy, you know what I mean? And we start putting on the air, and she's really started developing herself as a radio broadcaster.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. What you got for Miss Jones? Where I Want to Be, Boy?
Yeah.
I'm
and play me a little of Miss Jones singing Sugar Hill for AZ. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful voice, Ms. Jones. Yeah. With the right management, the right label, Ms. Jones could have blew the fuck up.
I think so, too.
Because her voice is incredible. Really good voice. Who else you got, babe?
We're going to go with your girls. Your video debut, you know, as the man in question.
Total.
Yes.
Total. Total. Big up the puff for putting me in that total.
Yes.
Total, as many songs as they had. As many remixes they were on, and for them to be singing Who Do You Love with LL Cool J, for all the shit that they was on, they only had two albums and it was over.
Yeah.
Two albums on Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. I was in two total videos. The first one was the Kissing You remix video, and the other one was my starring debut as Pam's man and Sitting in My Room. Sitting here waiting for you, staring at these walls is all I do.
You looked real good in that video.
Thank you. Misa Hilton styled me in that video.
You looked good.
Anybody? That shit was Gucci I had on.
Y'all never seen that video. Watch it. He looked real handsome.
And I was a great actor on the end of that. That video was funny. It was fun to do. And big up to Puff for putting me in that video. It was a wonderful experience, man. But Total was another one. They was right there.
Right there.
Right there, man. Right there. I think they had some problems with Bad Boy. And then there was something going on within themselves. You know, Kima had gotten married.
Yeah.
And then later on, Keisha married Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they still together now.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of left like it was just Pam out there trying to do her thing.
Trying to figure. She went through a lot of different ups and downs and bad relationships and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, my heart really go out to her because she went through a lot. Yeah, she really did.
But it's good to see that they will go on the road nowadays and do some shows. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that SWV Escape Tour, the ladies first or the queens tour, Total is on that tour.
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope, if they are, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Because they would just fly to me.
All right, what you got for Total?
Kissing You and I did a little Can't You See.
Kissing You, Can't You See. We got to play Sitting.
You want to see Sitting? Yeah, we got to play your video.
I'm in the video.
Yes, let's do that.
So Cam, play all three
sitting
of them
home.
Joints.
Sitting home.
Play all three of them joints back to back. Matter of fact, though, you wanted the Kissing You remix?
Let's do the Kissing You remix. Let's do the Can't You See. You know, that has Biggie in it, correct?
Yeah.
And
we're
going to do that one, and let's do Sitting Home.
What about the remix they had that Brat and Foxy Brown was on?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Can't You See remix?
I think so.
Just give me some dope ass Total, bro.
Let's do the shit.
Let's do it for Total, man. We ain't got all the names. Let's give me a couple of Total joints. Bangers too. Thank you, Cam P. This is a good show, babe.
It is.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying this.
Me too.
Because these are a lot of really great R&B female singers.
That's right.
And we didn't go too far back because we probably could have went to the 80s and the 70s.
I didn't want to do that, you know.
We'd be here all night.
Yeah.
So we kind of like in the 90s and going up.
A shout out to the ladies.
Yeah, shout out to all the ladies. Because all of these ladies that we're naming were almost there. Almost there. Mm-hmm. Who else you got, babe?
Ooh, Sparkle.
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 Produced by R. Kelly.
Yeah, by the Aura.
What you say to me.
I still listen to Aura's music. I don't care.
Somebody might do it to
music.
That's what you got?
To me. Yes.
You used to tell me sweet things. Sweet things in the morning time. And all you do is hurt me. And think that everything is fine. You better be careful what you say to me. Cause it might turn around on you. You better be careful what you do to me. Cause somebody might.
That joint was fire. Sparkle was the first one that, you know, she testified against R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Because he peed on her niece.
You know what? But that's the thing with R. Kelly. It's hard to not listen to his music because he has done so many things for so many people. It's like you fall into that pool because you might be listening to something and be like, whoa, he produced this. What you think?
Or wrote it.
Or wrote it. I ain't going to stop listening to it.
Or wrote it and produced it.
Yeah, pretty much.
In fact, doesn't that bring you to another act that was a lot of was written and produced by R. Kelly?
Oh, for sure.
Changing Faces.
Changing Faces. I could have put them on there too, but I didn't.
You ain't put Changing Faces down?
The list is already at a lot.
It is?
As long.
So we ain't gonna play nothing by Changing Faces?
Let's do it.
Play one record.
You know what? I gave a bonus to Flowetry, so let's do it for Changing Faces. All right, come on.
Changing Faces deserve it. They can sing their ass off.
They can.
So, yeah. All right, play me a little bit. What song by Changing Faces?
I forgot the name.
The one R. Kelly produced. Cam know what it is.
Cam know it. Cam.
We just
Changing Faces.
We just came from dinner. We've been drinking.
Yes.
So, great steak and grouper and shit. Wine, and she had espresso martini.
Drinking.
Yeah, we be drinking. So play that fucking Changing Faces record, son. You know which one we talking about.
Oh,
Changing Faces was the shit. What else you got, babe?
Oh, man. Like, this group, every last one of their voices is amazing. So, let's do it. Brownstone.
Brownstone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brownstone.
Brownstone.
Mm-hmm. Brownstone's incredible.
Oof.
Nikki Gilbert is a fucking incredible singer.
Amazing.
Yeah, Brownstone. If you love me, say. If you want me,
do it.
If you need me, if you love me.
Please.
Yeah, that shit was hard right there. Yeah. Then, so those are the things that I already heard. Yeah. Thank you. You got another one, Bob Brownstone? That was
my
shit.
My heart is running low.
5 miles. I forgot about 5 miles to empty.
Yeah.
Play that shit, Cam.
Yes.
Thank you, bro. We cooking right now. Babe, we might have to do a part two to this shit.
Hurry, hurry, quick.
We might do a part two.
Yes, we got to do a part two. This is fire.
Some of these joints.
Yes.
All right, what else you got?
Kiki Wyatt.
Kiki Wyatt, oh my God. Now, everybody know what happened with Kiki Wyatt. Now.
Yeah, poor, yeah.
Kiki Wyatt was out of control. She stabbed her fucking husband.
Kiki.
She had mad kids. It was hard for her to go on the road.
Yes.
When Avant introduced us to Kiki Wyatt, we hadn't heard a voice that powerful in a long time. You can say whatever you want to say about Kiki Wyatt, but she can sing her motherfucking ass off.
Yes.
Am I lying?
Yeah, Kiki Wyatt sings her ass. Kiki Wyatt got that. She got that Investigation Discovery life, but her voice is a monster.
You ain't lying. She got an ID life. She got a TV1 Fatal Attraction
life.
But goddamn, she can. Can you please play me Kiki Wyatt and Avant?
My First Love.
Yeah, that's it.
You again. I'm keeping no candy coated Valentine. Memories of you. When you were mine, a tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Times keep changing, cold sun or rain.
Long as I live,
long as I live, you will be
my first love.
Damn. Kiki Wyatt was definitely almost there.
Yeah.
Almost there. Kiki, yeah. Oh my God, Kiki Wyatt.
Yeah.
How
many kids she got right now?
I don't know. It's a lot.
15?
Nah, that's Nick Cannon. She ain't got Nick Cannon numbers yet. I think she got about 8, though.
I think she's about like 10. I think she's in double digits already.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, she can sing like a motherfucker. I ain't taking nothing away from
me.
Let me throw a name out there. And is she almost there or is she there?
Who are you talking?
Kelly Price.
Why was I going to put her on the list? She's almost there for me.
I think so. And that's another one I could sing like a motherfucker, boy.
Hi, Kelly. She's our neighbor.
I love Kelly Price, yeah, man.
We love you, Kelly.
Kelly, you want to know what actually held Kelly back? Honestly.
Right.
First, her weight. It was her weight first. And then secondly, Whitney Houston was rocking shit.
At the same time.
At the same time. At the same time. Kelly Price was on Heartbreak Hotel with Faith and Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whitney loved Kelly Price's voice.
And she tells the story of every one of R. Kelly's records. She's like his storyteller for all his sequels and all of that Mr. Big stuff.
Hello, Mr. Big.
Yes.
Mr. Big.
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
She is.
Kelly's telling me.
Yeah, that you're sleeping with.
Just because you see me with her doesn't mean I'm sleeping with her. Oh, that shit was crazy.
She is his storyteller.
Here's something. We're going to, matter of fact, before I tell the story, Cam, play that joint right there we just talked about. R. Kelly, Ronald Isley, and Kelly Price.
Picked her up when so-called friends let her down. And I was the one who took her in when that fool put her out.
I know.
Yeah, a true friend indeed. You see, I was there when chips was going down.
You know I know.
But she betrayed me. Caught him with her coming in from out of town.
You what?
Tell me why.
Oh, yeah.
Here's something a lot of people don't know. That's Kelly Price singing the hook on More Money, More Problems. I don't know what they want from me. It's like the more money we come across, the more problems we see. That's Kelly Price.
She's definitely almost there.
That's
and I
Kelly
was
Price.
Literally looking, I looked at her name 40 times in my playlist. And I was like, nah, I should have put her on.
She should have been a super fucking star.
She should have.
With that voice, I don't think they knew what to do with Kelly Price.
I don't know either.
I think at the same time, Whitney was rocking. Whitney loved her. Matter of fact, play me a little. Play me that More Money, More Problems hook with Kelly Price singing on it.
Like Hootie, true pimp nigga, spend no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie.
And Faith was out at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Faith is a beast.
Faith is not almost there.
Faith, I didn't say she was. No, I said Faith is a beast.
And Kelly's a beast too.
Yeah.
And I think if Kelly, Faith was on Bad Boy, and Bad Boy was hot to death.
You know what? Kelly to Whitney is almost like Jennifer to Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the same scenario.
Yeah.
You know, but Jennifer went and got skinnier. But
I think the difference is, the Beehive's going to kill me again. Jennifer Hudson's a better singer than Beyonce.
Oh, hands down.
I can't honestly say
but
that
I think
Kelly
Beyonce
could,
know that.
I can't honestly say that Kelly could fuck with Whitney like that. She can hold her own.
No, it's reverse. So Whitney is definitely a better singer than Kelly, but Kelly's a monster.
She's a fucking beast, yo.
But see, on the flip side,
I love Kelly Price. It's such
Jennifer
a
definitely outsings Beyonce.
Yeah, for sure. You saw that in Dreamgirls. Ain't no doubt about that shit.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. Okay? So we got some Kelly Price. We rocked some Kelly Price.
Yeah.
We have to do that because Kelly is out of probably most of the people that we named, Kelly Price should have been a superstar.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kels. What up, baby?
Publix again.
Yeah.
She's our neighbor.
She's our neighbor. What up, Kelly Price? Kelly's man. You want to talk about right there? Like one step away from the record company doing the right thing, Kelly Price should have been out of here. With that voice?
Sure.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right, babe. What else you got?
I stopped
we
it
still
there.
Got a lot?
because, you know, I didn't want to go past. I felt like I was ODing. I didn't want to go past 20.
We went through all of it.
We did.
Well, we still got to do a part two to this shit.
We got to do a part two.
Because, you know, another person you forgot and we can't.
I probably didn't forget. I just didn't put it because.
Keisha Cole.
Then we went out to dinner. No. I looked at Keisha, but Keisha's not almost there to me.
We put Keisha's there.
Keisha's there.
Really?
For sure.
Okay. I can see how you say that.
If you say that about Keisha, you can say that about, I would never say that about Keisha or Monica. They are there to me. They're there.
And Ashanti.
And Ashanti. They're all there. So that's why they're not on there.
Okay. I could dig it.
For sure.
I could dig it. I just kind of feel like Keisha got cut short because of all the reality shit.
She did, but Keisha was able to get over that rope.
She was singing like a motherfucker.
She was able to get over that rope.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
We're going to hold that. So yeah. We're not going to put Keisha Cole. Mm-hmm. My wife says she's not on the almost there.
No, she's a there.
She's a there.
Yeah, that's my girl.
She's a there. Faith is a there. Shanti's my queen. There.
Yeah.
We ain't even going to say MJB.
Don't even put her in this. We ain't even talking about this.
Nah, we not fixing our mouth.
You better not even say nothing with an M.
No. You fight my wife, say something wrong about MJB.
Listen. Okay. Listen.
Yeah. You be toe tagged.
Mary's catalog make you lose your brain. Okay.
That was the fucking truth, y'all.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely. I'm happy for it too. I love everything about her except when she's on TV and she's dressing really fly, because I'm going to have to spend some money after my wife sees. She wants everything that Mary J. Blige has ever worn.
I got a few pieces.
You got a lot of pieces.
I do.
You talking about a few. Fuck out of here, son. Listen, we got to go, so we have to come back and do another one of these, babe.
Yeah. When we come back, what you want to do?
Do we have enough for another podcast on Almost There Females?
We do have enough for... Are we talking about Almost There R&B?
Yes.
We can do some more.
We can do some more Almost There R&B.
For sure.
So this is part one then.
So this could be part one and then we'll do part two.
Well, first we got to jump to Almost There R&B guys. And then we'll come back with the females. We ain't even do hip hop.
Which one you want to do first? R&B
guys?
We're
going to do R&B guys next
week.
Man,
listen, I'm
ready. And
then
we'll come back. Almost There R&B guys is next week on the Ed Lover podcast. Come on, son. Yo, this is me, Ed Lover. Y'all, as usual, keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about you next week. Be good. If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, teach your daughter how to sing. Until the next time, we ride together, slide together, laugh out loud together. Ed Lover, Fruit, Cam P, and Krista Hayes saying God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning us in and never tuning us out. We always give you the good shit and never the bullshit right here on Come On, Son, the podcast. Fruit, give him a come on, son.
Come on, son.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. We'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son, son.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.